David Stearns is cooking. It's your favorite there, Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Mike Fliegelman behind the glass. What's good, brother? All right. What a 24-plus hours in these parts for baseball fans. First, oh, by the way, what happened with the Knicks and the Nets? We'll get into that later as well. Oh, embarrassing. A 90-point blowout at the Garden. But baseball is king. And finally, the hot stove lives up to its name. Hot stove. Lord knows we'll need a hot stove with the temperatures that are going to be around here the next couple days. Enjoy later on today, because this weekend, there'll be a lot of shrinkage. A lot. But the hot stove is finally kicked into full gear. The Yankees bring Cody Bellinger back. They still got a lot of work to do. We'll get into that later. Looking at their roster, their bullpen, their starting pitching. Still got a lot of work to do. Vegas must be Yankee fans, having them as the World Series favorites from the American League to make it. But the Mets. The New York Mets. You know, the small market Mets. You know, the Steve Cohen only cares about Metropolitan Park Mets. Whoops. Bo Bichette in the fold. Fast forward. Luis Robert Jr. in the fold. Fast forward. Bo Bichette presser. During the presser, the Yankees released the "we signed Cody Bellinger" news, trying to one up the Mets. And then David Stern says, hold on a second. Bang! In your face! Freddie Peralta, Tobias Myers, Mets, in exchange for Brandon Sproat and Jet Williams. A deal that had to get done. Top of the rotation pitching. An ace to go with Ace McClain. Less than 24 hours ago, it was a bunch of you slapnuts that were saying, who cares? The Mets don't need pitching. Mets don't need pitching. And I said, relax. Takarisi, relax. Stearns is cooking. There's another one coming. This week, I thought by the end of the week, it was going to happen. Well, this is the end of the work week coming up. And the Mets have their man. The minute they hired David Stearns, I wish I knew how to go back in the archives of WFAN. The minute David Stearns got the job, the one pitcher I did mention was Freddie Peralta. That's the one pitcher I mentioned. I would love for David Stearns to get him, the Milwaukee connection with Stearns. And now fast forward, Freddie Peralta is in the fold. Now what are you going to say to the negative Mets fans? Because coming in here, I still hear Mets fans crying about Pete Alonso is the heart and soul, and you can't replace that, and blah, 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 blah. Well, the heart and soul, if that's the case, won Jack. Jack. His little home run title is cute. It'll be overtaken by Juan Soto before he even knows it. If you miss Pete Alonso that much, take a drive down I-95 South to go to Baltimore. Go watch an Orioles game. I root for the front of the jersey. The front of the jersey says Mets. M-E, a bunch of buttons. Other side, T-S, Mets. That's what I root for. Things were bleak late November. Thanksgiving. Mets fans had nothing to be thankful for because they were upset that Brandon Nimmo was traded away for Marcus Semien. What is Stearns doing? Semien's an old man. He's washed. Instead of seeing the big picture, they got away from the back part of Brandon Nimmo's contract. But of course, A lot of fans can't see both sides. They just see one side. Because again, negativity sells. Edwin Diaz opted out. Leaves. See you later. Pete Alonso doesn't even get an offer. They signed Jorge Polanco. I was watching a video coming in. I forgot who it was saying the Polanco move was a panic move. Well, give me 26 and 80. I'll take that panic move. Then the negativity continued. Oh, David Stearns, no Alonso, no Nimmo. Even some crying about Jeff McNeil. That's where you lose me with that. You completely lose me with the Jeff McNeil crap. You lose me. He makes the moves that he's done. Some called Bo Bichette a panic move. Again, give me over 300, a batting champion, clutch with runners in scoring position, not afraid of the big moment. I'll take that panic move any day of the week because we've had a lot of Mets. A lot of Mets, homegrown and not, in big spots, stink. I point to the last game of the season. That was the icing on a crap 2025 cake. Zero runs. Everyone responsible did nothing. Well, Pete Alonso hit the hardest ball. Did anybody score? No. No one scored. Was it an out? Yes. It was an out. Zero runs in a must-win game. Zero. Get that through your thick skulls. They sign Luis Robert. They trade for Luis Robert Jr. Oh, I love Acuna. He's going to be a star. He's a bench player on the Mets. I think the White Sox might have traded for the wrong Acuna. They thought they were getting Ronald Acuna. The way they run the organization, that's part of what they thought in Chicago. Oh, you can't trade these young prospects. Hold on a second. You want the Mets to make moves, right? And then when they make moves, you complain that they're trading away prospects. Well, how are they supposed to do things? You want them to sign everyone to mega contracts that are going to end badly? Some of these guys want more than 3 years. They don't want to budge. I don't blame them. Then you hear the Freddy Peralta thing. I was so happy when this happened. And again, I was telling Tommy in the newsroom that he's on a big-time heater right now with breaking news. And good for him. It's awesome. And then I come on right after him. So it continues. The party continues. But some Mets fans are upset. Oh, they traded Jet Williams and Brandon Sproat. You're the same people. I guarantee that when the Mets traded for Francisco Lindor, you said the Mets lost that deal for Ahmed Rosario and Andrés Giménez. Oh, I didn't forget. Receipts? I didn't forget. When Lindor was struggling, look what Giménez is doing. Look what Rosario's doing. Have you seen what they've done since? I know Andrés Giménez had a nice playoff run. Rosario had a decent season. Combined, they couldn't sniff Francisco Lindor's jockstrap. Okay? You complained about that deal. You're probably the same fans that complained when the Mets didn't sign Chris Bryant. Remember that one? Oh, receipts. Chris Bryant is in an old age home in Colorado with a horrible contract that a lot of you Mets fans wanted to give him. Ah, but you don't want to talk about that. Let's not talk about that. Let's only talk about when you're right. This team is a better team. I know it's on paper. I'll be fair. It's on paper. But this team is a better team. The clubhouse is going to be a better clubhouse, for sure. There's multiple leaders on this team. I have some people killing the Luis Robert trade. Why are you killing that one? Oh, he stunk the last 2 years. Again, big picture. He doesn't have to be the man as a Met. Doesn't have to. Doesn't have to have all that pressure. All he's got to do is play a Gold Glove center field, hit 20 homers, 70 to 75 RBIs, and steal. Because if he's healthy, and that's the only problem I have with him, is his health. Steal 40-plus bases, which he should do in his sleep if he's healthy for 130-plus games. Easy. In his sleep, he should do that. That adds another element of speed on this team, which I love. And if he's on the bottom of the lineup, you turn it over, he's on base, you have Lindor, Soto, Polanco, Bichette to bring him home. Now, what do the Mets do with left field? Good question. Is it going to be Carson Binge? Is it going to be Tyrone Taylor? Is it going to be a platoon? What if Binge doesn't look good in spring training? These are all fair questions. All fair questions. But if that's the only thing you're complaining about with the roster, we're in pretty good shape. Pretty good shape. Now, I texted my dad. I'm like, Dad, we have way too many third basemen on his roster. Beatty, Yentos, Mauricio. What do we do? Well, my idea for left field, and the Red Sox need a third baseman, unless they're going to give the kid they have there a try. And I talked to my Red Sox co-worker about this. If the Red Sox are willing to trade Duran, let's do it. Put him in left field. Let Binge stay in the minors and work his way up. And there you go. That's a deal that still can get done during spring training. It can happen. But this Met team right now, Polanco, Simeon, Lindor, Bichette, Robert Jr., Soto, Alvarez, whoever the hell wants to be DH, Beatty, Vientos, Mauricio, whoever. Left field, open. There's some names out there that have been linked to both the Mets and the Yankees. That can be a fill-in guy. And then the rotation for the Mets. McClain, Peralta, Manaea, Holmes, Peterson, Senga. If Senga's on this roster and on this team, which I still think if he can get out of his own head and be anything close to what he was in the first half of the season, well, we're good. That's if he can get over the mental block he had last year where he quit on the team when they needed him big time, when they had no starting pitching other than McClain and Sproat to a point, and Clay Holmes. No one else to rely on. Manaea was injured. Peterson was dreadful after the All-Star break. Dreadful. If you're still in the corner of, well, last year's Met team and lineup was better, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, I can tell you to go get drug tested with the hair sample so they really find out what the hell you're on. But you got to let go. Got to let go. Shout out to my boy John in Boston. It's like, Met fan, he's a Yankee fan. Met fans need to let go of the past. Because you're still scarred from the coupons. You have to let go. It's done and over with. This Met roster, you know, some of you guys were more excited. And go look at the rosters. Start with 2016 and go look at the starting lineups from there. You were more excited for those teams than this current team. Oh, because Pete Alonso's not here. It's so stupid. It's stupid. It's a loser's mentality. Now, I have no problem if the season starts and into the season, the Mets are an utter disaster. Let's hope that's not the case. Knock on wood. Then I will sit here. You guys can fire away and I'll take all the heat. All the heat. You know what? You guys were right. You guys were right. But don't run and hide when Met fans like myself and others are right. Admit when you're wrong. Whether you're a young Met fan or a Met fan in diapers. Adult diapers, that is. Admit when you are wrong. And own it. But right now, David Stearns, Go back to Thanksgiving. The feeling you had as Met fans. You know, Devin Williams and Luke Weaver also in the fold. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. And Myers is nothing to sneeze at. It's going to be a nice weapon out the bullpen. We need more arms. Well, there you go. The Mets got two of them. An all-star frontline ace and a guy that you can use as a Swiss Army knife, Tobias Myers, who in 2024 in the playoffs, go look what he did against the Mets. Oh, look, Brandon Nimmo just swung at another fastball over his head. David Stearns cooked. I believe there's still some stuff that can be done. The Mets are laying in the weeds, waiting for another opportunity to pounce, and I'm all for it.